Did you have a meeting?
What was that for?
For their special permit.
For this?
For this application. Us for site plan approval. I think they went to have a public meeting there for special permits, so it could be their critique. But I'm saying last meeting, you weren't here, it's good to have you back, by the way.
It was packed.
Wow, I'm glad I wasn't here.
Yeah. I knew we were expecting the same thing, but it's quiet.
The big thing that they seemed to be protesting the most about was the lighting. And the person's gonna come back and...
Let's see.
Right, the lighting, but then it's always done correctly. I don't think you were with us that time, I had to take the whole board, show that the light was right to there.
Yeah.
It wasn't encroaching on anything, it was perfectly done. That was with the Hindu temple. With that, actually, with the extra garage thing to hold the chariot. I'm gonna push the minutes, because I haven't, have you had a chance to look at them? I haven't either, so we'll table that till the end. So we need to open the public, oh, there's a continuation, so we don't need to open this, it's just a continuation. Okay. All right, so this is a continuation of the public hearing for 130 Camp Hill Road. Who would like to begin?
Hi. I'm Todd Rosenblum, architect, 221 Quaker Road, Vermont. To address concerns from the neighbors, and I think Rhonda will go through those in detail, but basically they involve changing some of the landscaping to more evergreens that will keep their leaves. That was number one. Number two, lowering the height of the light fixtures in the parking lot. And number three, we added some privacy fencing as requested by two specific neighbors. So Rhonda can point those out on our plans.
Yes. Yeah. So, we added some privacy fencing here. This should block all the headlights coming out of this parking lot when they come out. And it's a solid fence. It's 4 foot high, so it should block. And then we're going to put evergreens.
So the fencing was... The first request was fencing right here as the cars exited the parking lot for the house across the street. That was number one. The second fence was added on the southern property line, as also requested by one of the neighbors. So that was, we took away some trees and gave them a 6 foot high solid fence.
Excellent.
So, yeah, this is 6 foot high. This one's only 4 foot high because the 4 foot will block the headlights.
Right,
the
that
headlights
was only for headlights, the other one was for privacy. Right. And then again, all the light fixtures were changed from, I think, 14 to 12?
To 12, yeah. The pole is 12 foot high. There's a 2 foot in the light fixture. So the light fixture, the light reflector itself is 12 feet high. But the pole is only going to be 10 feet high.
Okay, that's what I didn't understand.
Yeah,
schedule.
I called him and asked him before you even did that because I didn't understand.
Yeah, because the schedule says 10 and then the pole said 12.
Right.
But as a reduction, I think, a fixture height of...
Right,
2 feet.
Yes.
Yeah. Understood.
And then some of the, if you want to get into the landscape, if you like.
Yes.
I don't remember the landscaping plan from last time, but I was just going there. The entire border around 130 had very tall for lack of a better word, shrubs, trees, I mean, it was totally enclosed.
Well, that was my point at the last hearing when the neighbors were saying that there's totally visually open. I had asked the members if they could visit the site because I visited it myself after, you know, those comments were made, and I couldn't even see the houses in question.
And they seem to be very tall. They seem to be at least, you know, 12 to 15 feet tall.
But the ones that are in here, we're going to have to take down.
Exactly.
So we did a lot of planting in here. We did a lot of eastern red cedar, and then which is a plant that New York State DEC recommends you use, and some arborvitae to do a hedgerow. All along here, we did add some around the perimeter too to just enhance it a little bit.
Also, another feature that's going to help is those that sort of seven bank spaces or overflow spaces in the front are out.
Yes.
So all parts.
Yeah, we made that decision that after the headlight issue that we were going to get rid of those. So.
Other than arborvitae, just because I know the deer seem to love them.
Yeah.
And you need 4 feet from ground level to 4 feet.
I didn't realize that.
Absolutely. Green giant or something like that.
We'll change all the arborvitae to green giants.
Right.
Okay? Because you're right, that's the deer don't eat the green giants. Yet. Every year they learn to eat something new.
Or worst case scenario, you just go like to a couple of the local nurseries and talk to the people there and ask them what do the deer hate.
No, I run up crosses on all my projects, so they used to not eat arborvitae, now they're working them out. So that's green
right.
giants.
Yes.
So we'll hand. I mean, that I don't think that should hold up anything tonight, but the village engineer
but
will.
But just to be aware that is.
We will change the plan before submission for building permit.
Okay. Very good.
You know, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
In my memorandum, I noticed this issue about the lights and the table that said 10 feet and the poles being 12 feet. I understand that now. So that isn't a problem. But I did also note that I didn't see any specifications on the color or texture or wall materials.
The retaining walls?
Yeah.
No, the retaining walls we changed are all boulder walls. We are not using any man-made concrete block.
So
retaining
it's
walls. It's all boulders.
And does it say that somewhere in notes?
Well,
or?
It's on the detail. As far as the detail.
Is it there?
Yep. Detail.
We wanted it to look natural. I'm not a fan of those man-made concrete block walls. I think they look very...
Okay, I see now that the detail sheet 3 is the stone retaining wall.
Yes.
Okay, that resolves that comment. So, really, I'd only noted that the... I'd ask for the texture and nature of the walls and to clarify the thing about the size of the light posts. And Mr. Chairman, we did note that the photometric measurements that are projected for the lighting seem to work. And I know you probably did that as well. So that really resolves all of my comments. I was curious about the process. Did the Village Board of Trustees finish CEQA on this? Did they did they issue a negative declaration?
We're waiting Monday.
Okay. Because this board can't take final action until the negative declaration is declared by the Village Board of Trustees when they're lead agents.
Can we do a contingency?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Usually, you can make it subject to.
Well, that's a.
Not
on secret, unfortunately.
Not on secret.
Was there
a
negative? Do you have any minutes for the
specify the word that
they said? Yeah. They took lead agent. They took lead agency.
Yeah. They took lead agency. They said if they came back, by what they said on last month's meeting was that they wanted to see the plans regarding the lighting, you know, more natural plans and possibility to some type of fence. And if they come
was there a meeting Monday, like, this week?
No.
It's next Monday?
Say the words, SECRE.
I think that's for special permit. I don't think that's, what you're referencing is special permit approval, not SECRE, it sounds like. Not a negative declaration.
I can ask them, they didn't say anything about SECRE, yeah, it was all about the permit.
But the process, you know, whoever is lead agency has to make a negative declaration, so, but when, in order to allow another board to finish.
Right.
Got you, yeah, they didn't say anything.
And unfortunately, the conditional, you can't do those conditionally with SECRE.
Right.
SECRE can't.
Right, so we have to wait for the next.
But you could make a finding that everything is in order except for that.
Right.
But you cannot approve the plan.
I'm just surprised after all of the protesting at the last meeting, there's not one person here. Because we said we're gonna, you said you're gonna bring back new landscaping and lighting. You'd think if that was their only concern.
So we have a trusting, you see, we have a trusting public, that's very nice.
I think it was more one or two people spurring everybody on to get all upset about a lot of nothing.
What can we do? Do you want to do the finding? Or shall we just, I mean, what does that do?
I think for a matter of record, we should, we've heard from the applicant, we should open up to the public and ask anyone if they have any comments for our board. This is a continuation of the public hearing.
And Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Maybe I should,
yes, please.
This is my report.
Yes.
Mark Spence, village engineer, I prepared a report dated July 19, 2023. It reviewed the latest set of plans, last revised May 31st, I'm sorry, 6/12/2023. Ron, did you have any questions on any of the specifics, on the details? My comments were very detailed on the engineering at this level. The plans that have been developed further progress that. We can provide detailed comments about drop curves. We're recommending some additional screening around the perimeter that can be reviewed.
The comment about the emerald arborvitae, if we're getting rid of that, do you want the green giant at the same space?
Yeah, correct. That meant the arborvitae. If that's going to be a hedge, they should be a little closer in the 4 to 5 foot range. Any other comments that you had questions on?
What is the green giant? I mean, arborvitae I'm familiar with. What's green giant?
They're a variety that is deer resistant.
Of the arborvitae.
Yeah, it's an evergreen that grows into a hedge, but the deer don't eat it yet.
It's much larger.
Yeah, they grow very quickly.
My only other question that I had was the sewer district is Haverstraw. Is there somebody I should send the plans to get willingness to serve from Haverstraw Sewer District?
Yes.
Do you have that? Could you send that to me?
I can send that to you.
I have made application for Veolia. I'm waiting for the willingness to serve.
Should you?
Okay. Does the board need to discuss hours of operation, or is that something that the village board will review?
Right.
Yeah, that's usually part of the special use permit, I think.
Okay, so that's something the board.
And if they don't, when we get this next month to conclude it, we could always do something with it at that point. But I think you're right, I think the special use permit would be to cover that.
Is the applicant providing an irrigation system for the landscaping?
Can you ask for that?
Yeah, so it'll
be a sprinkler system.
That's not on the landscaping.
It's not, and that's why we asked for it to make sure that the proposed landscaping thrives and is sustainable.
So the next That'll be on for the next meeting. We'll see that, yeah. Right?
No, I'm not going to design an irrigation system. That's
no,
not
no, but no, just provide a note.
That so there will be a note, yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Let me clarify that. That should just be a note. We asked for additional landscaping notes also, but that should just be a note because that's laid out by the landscaping contractor.
Right.
As long as there's a note that says the applicant will provide an irrigation system, that's typical to be done. Laid out in the field, there's no design to be submitted.
Very good.
Martin and JT?
Yes.
For the neighborhood house of worship portion of our code, the landscaping plans, is it required under our code that it be done by a licensed landscape architect?
I'd have to look that up because I don't recall what it says.
I just remember we specified landscaping.
I don't think so either. I know some municipalities do.
Right, that's I'm trying to remember that from our last TAC meeting that we've had on a few of these houses of worship. I thought that they were, but I can't recall off the top of my head. But I don't have the code in front of me.
So you just load that up in the code? And
we'll figure
that out.
Yeah, the landscape sheet is stamped by Rachel Burris,
right.
from as a PE, but so I think that may have come up, when we had an unstamped document, but the engineers certified this particular landscape sheet 3.
Mr. Chairman, that's all my comments. Again, my review dated July 19, 2023 is made part of the record.
Excellent. Very detailed. It's very good.
Was that in the comment?
So I guess a question for the board would be, do you want them to address Martin's comments, prior to your next meeting or prior to building?
Yes. I think it would be good because they're so detailed, so address them before the meeting. That way, at the meeting, we'll know. Martin can tell us that they've been addressed.
And then, by then, the village board of trustees will have made a negative declaration and have concluded SECR, and then we can approve the site.
And any other questions or comments from the board members?
And I do believe you have to close the public hearing.
Right. So motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Public hearing closed.
Will that be the public hearing is closed and won't be reopened next time? It's just
correct.
Basically, did we get our neg deck and address these final comments?
Right.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much.
One step closer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I still find it hard to believe that people were the first testing last time. Not one person. It was three.
I heard it was
warm. Quite contentious.
One lady.
Yeah, sorry.
When are you guys meeting again? If that's in a month?
It's in a month.
In 1 month.
Yes, it's once a month, and it's always on the same position in the month.
What is it, like the third Thursday?
The third Thursday of every month.
Yeah.
Unless there's a good lobby, because I
don't
know.
I need to give you the exact date, sir.
The 17th.
The next meeting is supposed to be August 17th.
Is that sufficient time for you?
Yes.
Let me look at my
if we had the neg deck, then I would imagine hopefully you would have voted and made all the minor engineering comments subject to, which is, that is common, because there could continue to be comments, even when we hand in the set for building permit, there could be additional comments. So we will try to, we will make every effort to address all of those comments, but if we missed one or two, in theory, that shouldn't hold up the vote.
Because we don't have, we could move it in August, I know some people are going to be away. I don't have the calendar in front of me. What's the...
No, it's the 17th, I think.
Yeah. So we could move it to the 24th.
No, let's keep it the 17th.
Keep it the 17th. Can anybody make the 17th?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's good. We'll keep it on the 17th.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Thank you. Now we need to approve the minutes. I wasn't here, but those of you who were here, if you have time, do you want to flip through them?
And, yeah.
And
I look at it. It looks pretty accurate to me.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. All approved. Aye. So the minutes are approved. Is there any new business? Very nice. Okay, well then, a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
See you in August.